what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're going to talk local softball here on Drive Time Sports. Over the weekend, we had a big tournament. 10 3A schools from around the state gathered in Carbon County to battle out at the 2020 Corona Classic Invitational. Now, this particular tournament was put together by Carbon Lady Dino coach Wade Williams. 10 of the 18 3A squads accepted the invite, and in the end, it was Carbon that came out on top. They did not lose a single game over the course of the two-day tournament. And joining us right now to talk about that, we have Coach Wade Williams over the phone right now. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you, Jordan. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
It's always fun to talk Carbon High School softball, Coach. And hey, it's great to be talking softball here in the month of June. Now, for those who are unaware, you put together a 3A invitational tournament that took place this past weekend. I know it was supposed to span over the course of basically 2 weeks, but Mother Nature prevented that from happening. It just meant a lot of softball over the weekend, Coach. And Friday and Saturday, we had games at the Carbon County Softball Complex. And, well, it was the Carbon Lady Dinos that not only protected home field, but did so impressively in picking up the tournament win.
Yeah, it's a crazy year, to say the least. Get three games in. We're down in St. George. Get rained out down there. That's when the COVID-19 stuff started to hit the fan, and before we knew it, their season was over. Their seniors were kind of devastated. I worked with Frank Gorey at Carbon County Rec and kind of what if come up with this plan if things were to open up when we expected they would, and they did. And Frank and his team were gracious enough to help us host this tournament. We brought 10 teams to town. We invited all the 18 teams in 3A. 10 of them came, and I think we had a great tournament. Lots of parents, lots of coaches were just tickled to death that their daughters got a chance to finish their senior year.
Yeah, Coach, I know that it's great to win a tournament championship, but, and you can tell me if I'm completely wrong here, for me, the beauty in this tournament was that you were able to get the girls back on the practice field for a couple of weeks in preparation for this tournament. Yes, it's great to win. That's why you put the tournament together. That's why you participate in the tournament. You want to win. But getting the extra time to practice and share moments on the field that nobody else in the outside world sees except you and your team, to me, there's a lot of beauty in that.
It was, especially the way that, like I said, the way the season kind of got put on hold. We were kind of idling, hoping we'd get back, and then it never happened. So to be able to get with the girls, spend some time with them, know that, you know, this is it. We challenged the girls to bring their all and give us everything they had. And, man, did they ever do that.
Well, let's talk about the tournament, Coach. So if we go back to Friday, the first game for this team was against Union. Break that down for us and how things went.
Union had a young team. They're very well coached. Our coaching staff, we've kind of talked about it. We expected our pitching to be solid. Our hitting, we figured, would win it for us. And our defense would be a little bit rusty. And right out of the gates, that's about exactly what happened. Union was giving us a heck of a game. They were ahead. We tied it up in the top of the seventh to force it into extra innings. And then in that eighth inning, our bats just unloaded. I think we end up winning that one 13-8.
And then with that win, Coach, things get a little bit more interesting because you knew you were going to play Union from the very beginning. Once you get that victory over the Cougars, you go into a matchup, and it could have been one of three teams going into the tournament. That's where things start getting interesting.
Yeah, South Summit was kind of the unknown. Traditionally not that strong of a team, but they started out the season strong. They were, I think, 6-0. They had beat Union handedly early in one of those six games. And so they were kind of the dark horse, and we didn't know what to expect. Our scouting reports said they had a really good pitcher, but our batters just had her number. We lit her up. I think we scored 21 runs in that game, beating them 21-10.
And once you get a victory like that, Coach, you then basically move on to the semifinals. And I know in a tournament like this, that's huge because 2 days, a lot of softball. You don't ever want to have to go through the loser's bracket. So there you are now in the semifinals, one win away from getting to the championship game.
Right. And we've got North Sanpete. North Sanpete's always a really good team. So it was kind of a gut check. But each game, our defense got better and better. By the time we got to North Sanpete, we took it to them. We played a good game. Our defense kept getting better, and our bats just kept hitting the ball.
So you beat North Sanpete once, Coach. Then you have to beat them once again, correct, in the championship?
Yeah. After watching the teams play, I figured we'd probably get North Sanpete again. And they come back through the loser's bracket, knocked off Grand, and then we got them again. And it's kind of funny, in that game, I won the coin toss to choose who was home team or visitor. And I honestly thought about choosing being the visiting team and let our bats have the first crack at it. I figured if we get our bats going, maybe that put a little extra pressure on them and they might fold. I didn't. We chose home team. We held them, I think it was 3-up, 3-down that first inning. And then our bats came alive. And I think we put up 9 runs that first inning. And my hat's off to North Sanpete. I thought they'd roll over and play dead, but they didn't. They kept battling back, and they'd score a few, and then we'd score one. They'd score a few more, and then we'd score a few. So I think we end up, winning the championship game 14-6.
So, Coach, when it's all said and done and you guys win a championship, obviously it's not the fill of a state championship, but it's as close as these girls could get. So after it all comes to an end and the girls are celebrating, what's that like for a coach?
There's lots of emotions, as you can imagine. Just so proud of the girls. We really have kind of established a culture of winning. I told the girls going in that I expected to win this tournament. All their hard work. We have a bunch of unselfish girls this year that put the team first and do their best to help the team. And every championship team I've ever been a part of, it's not the 9 girls on the field or the 9 players on the field that get it done. It takes the entire team, from the coaching staff, just every aspect of the game of the team. You got to be the best. And if you've seen the effort of our outfielders, they were laying out, diving for balls. If you're playing infield, how can you not try a little harder when you see that kind of effort out of your outfield?
Again, Coach Wade Williams, the Carbon Lady Dino softball team, joining us right now as we talk about the team picking up the championship of the 2020 Corona Classic Invitational. Again, a 3A high school invitational tournament. Coach, with all that being said, if we talk about some of the top performers over the weekend, who really propelled this team? Were there any individual performances that stood out to you?
Not really. It just kind of depended on the game. I mean, there were lots of bright spots. Couple come to mind. Gia Bruno, our catcher, she did most of our catching. Really fantastic job behind the plate. Very few pass balls. Threw off out quite a few runners trying to steal on her. Nice job there. Our pitching was solid. We got 2 pitchers, Brooke Mosman and Penley Madsen. We kind of use them as a 1-2 punch. We start one, and then when she starts getting a little tired, or maybe the third or fourth time the other team's seen her, we try to switch it up. So they just kind of swap back and forth, and we're solid. The last game was kind of fun to watch. Brenna Taboni is kind of our defensive specialist. If we need a help in the infield, we put her there. If we need help in the outfield, we put her there. But she played short for us that last game, championship game. And she was just lights out. I think she had 8 putouts from the shortstop, which was huge.
So, Coach, now that this season is officially over, you say goodbye to the girls. A lot of these girls have already graduated high school. So, they're not going to be back next season. When you take a look at what is in store next year for the team, you tell me you expect even bigger and better things.
I do. It's going to be hard to replace. I mean, Kennedy Nelson's played left field for me for 4 years. She started varsity as a freshman. She's got a cannon for an arm, and I think she threw one girl out of home, caught everything that was hit out to her, and then she really brought the bat as well. She ended up, I think, with two home runs in the tournament. Brenna, I talked about her in defense. You know, that's going to be tough to replace that person that can just help out wherever you put her on defense. And then our other senior, I'll take a breath for a minute, Brighton Kimber. Brighton's our number two catcher. Great bat. We played her at second base so we could keep her bat in the lineup. She ends up, I don't know how many doubles she hit. She hits a home run. She's diving all over the field, doing everything she can. Three girls, great girls. Wish them the best in their life and in the future. But we got a bunch of young girls that are, you know, stomping at the bit. They want their chance. They want to be there. So a little bit of work this off season, and I think we come back just as good, if not better.
Yeah, Coach, what does the culture of the program look like right now? I know that when you took over as head coach, that was something that you and I talked about. I remember that conversation. Now that we're a few years into it, you're coming off of a tournament win to end a season, and you have a bright future. From a culture standpoint, are you happy with where it's at right now?
Oh, most definitely. You know, that Union game, years past, tight game like that, you know, sometimes you don't win that game. This team, there was no hesitation. There was no doubt. It was just, let's go get it done. We go into, you know, use the international tiebreaker rule, which means you put the last out from the inning before starts out the inning on second base. And we come out and we score five runs. It's totally different than what our culture was 5 years ago. And of putting team first and not the individual. So that's so fun to coach.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, Coach, it is a pleasure to get you back on and again talk about the team. Congratulations on putting together a tournament. Thank you for giving 10 teams some closure to their 2020 season. That's always important for the kids. And again, congratulations on closing out the year with a victory.
Thanks, Jordan. I'd like to thank a couple people. Commissioner Tony Martinez was big on helping us put this on. I mentioned Frank Ori at County Rec, his team, Alex Thane, Scott Merrill, Luke Haney. I think it was great. If you'd have been out to the tournament, there wasn't a place to park. I don't think I've ever seen that many cars at the fairgrounds. And I know the restaurants and the hotels were a lot busier than they would have been had these 10 teams not come to play this tournament. So it was awesome. The coaches, the parents, the grandparents, they were so pleased that their daughters, their players got, you know, this one last chance. So it was awesome. So, you know, my hat's off to everybody that helped with this.
Yeah, there's nothing like rural high school sports. That is definitely for sure. So again, Coach Wade Williams, thank you again for the time today.
Thanks, Jordan. And we'll be talking to you next year.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Great way for the Carbon Lady Dinos to end the 2020 softball season. We've got a break for just a moment, but we do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. It is Monday. We always have an NBA basketball segment on the show on Mondays, and we'll get into that in just a moment when we return.